Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 39.
Sharing with you from the Word of God, what do you do when? And the first subject that we're experiencing have taken on is the one about fear. Are we supposed to be fearful? Well, you know, it's not that I am afraid of the Mack truck coming down the road, but I have good enough sense to stay out of its way. And so there's some things that you just know you're not supposed to do. Am I going to get on the rim of a volcano and look down in there and say, boy, I wonder if the earth's eaten away underneath my feet? And all of a sudden it's gone. Ah, was I afraid of the volcano? And I was smart enough to stay away from the volcano. And I said, oh, that kind of stuff doesn't happen. Just a few weeks ago, there's a man in the military that jumped over a barricade that said, danger, don't go. He jumped over that thing, went out to the edge, and lo and behold, the fire had eaten out the earth underneath where he was standing, and he fell over 70 feet and had to be extracted out of that volcano. And so was he afraid? No, I just made a poor decision. And so we see here in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 tells us that there is no fear in love. Wow. But what kind of love? You know, that's a word that is thrown around very casually today. And some people say, boy, I sure love chocolate. But that's not like the love of God. Boy, I sure love a big old juicy steak. Baked potatoes. Wow. Green beans. Whew. Apple pie a la mode. They could go on and on and on about what they love. And they talk about even music. Oh, I love that song. Oh, I love those shoes. And the ladies say, oh, I love that dress. And guys will say, oh, I love football. Or I love to go fishing. And you could go on and on. People use that word saying love. But when this word says there is no fear in love, it's not talking about football. It's not talking about shoes. It's not talking about your taste buds. It's talking about something a whole lot bigger than that, talking about the love of God. For God so loved the world. And he has loved the unlovely. Think of your own life. Wow. Was that lovely? No, anything but. But because of the love of our Heavenly Father, he sent Jesus, his Son, to the earth to die for all of our sins, every single one on the planet, every single one of our sins. Big sins, little sins. And people say, well, you know, that was just a white lie, or that was just a small little thing, you know, on the scale of lies. Or things that are wrong. Well, no, as far as God is concerned, sin is sin. And we all need to be saved from sin and receive the grace of God, receive that healing of God, receive that love of God. And so we see here in his precious word, there's no fear in the God kind of love. In the God kind of love, not the emotional love. Not the mental love, not just the physical contact love, but in that love that knows no boundaries. The Bible tells us perfect love casts out fear. Once again, 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out fear. Who has perfect love? God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. And so, love is beyond human measure. You cannot measure God's love. It's impossible. And, you know, God loves me. I know God loves me. God loves you too, but he loves the whole world. But listen to this. He loves the people that you like, and he really does love the people that you don't like. Because he gave himself equally for all. On the cross, when Jesus was dying, they were not the best of society. They were not the lawyers and the doctors. They weren't the politicians. They weren't ministers. No, they weren't the best. They weren't the nicest of society. They were criminals beside him. And the run criminal said, "If you are who you say you are, get yourself and us off of this cross." And the other rebuked him, saying, "Don't you know who you're talking to?" And finally he wound up saying, "Would you please remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus said, "Yes, today. Today you'll be with me in paradise." The love of God. In spite of the wrong, in spite of the sin, Jesus died for him too. He didn't have enough time to clean up. Didn't have enough time to go through any kind of catechism. Didn't have enough time to do anything but to say, "Help me." That's all the time he had. "Help me." And after that, the breath of Jesus was gone. But that young man, he was with Jesus forever because he had enough sense to say, "I need your love. I need your forgiveness because you are a good man and I am not. And I need you desperately to take my sins away." And the Bible says, because of that kind of love, fear can be cast out far from you. Perfect love cast out fear. Because fear has torment. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen anybody paralyzed by fear? I have. And they are poor, tormented soul. But the Bible tells us, "But he that fears is not made perfect in love." He that fears is not made perfect in love. And so we don't need to be afraid. We can hold our head up high. We can say, "I know who I am. I know who the enemy is. But more importantly, I know who God is. And his love and his power and his anointing has thrown fear completely out of my life because of his divine love. The love of a compassionate, loving Heavenly Father. Thanks for being with me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.